Hey, good morning, everyone, and a good Erev Shabbos. Today is day 23, which is called the Stork. Now, if you remember way back in one of our earlier entries, we mentioned that the Hebrew month Elul is made up of the letters Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed, which famously spells out, Anila Dodiva Dodili, I'm for my beloved is for me. And that, of course, is depicting the special relationship between ourselves and Hashem that we're supposed to be working on during this 40-day challenge leading up to Yom Kippur. But there was another acronym that I shared, which was less well-known, and that is Ish L'Re'eyu U'Matanot L'Evyonim, which is a quote from the Book of Esther, the Purim story, one person for his friend and gifts to the poor. The first letter of each of those words, Ish L'Re'eyu U'Matanot L'Evyonim, spells out Elul as well. And that represents another way of being spiritually connected during this month of Elul. Not only connecting ourselves to Hashem, but also to our fellow human beings, specifically by giving gifts to the poor, helping the less fortunate for our friends. That second pasuk is a very, very important one that we must not overlook during this time. Tzedakah, or charity, is not limited to Purim, even though that's where the verse is taken from. Sharing our blessings with those less fortunate is something we do all year round. And we say this in the prayers, Uteshuva, Utsfila, Utsdaka, that it is through not only returning spiritually to Hashem and not only praying to Hashem, but also charity to the poor. And this idea of sharing our bounty with others is expressed by a specific kind of bird, which I mentioned in the chapter, the chasidah, or the stork, which of course the Torah tells us is not kosher and therefore forbidden to be eaten. But Rashi, the great biblical commentator, raises the question, why is the stork called a chasidah, which derives from the Hebrew word chesed, kindness? Rashi says, because it does kindness im chaverta, it does kindness with its friends with respect to food. Well, this is an interesting question, actually. Why is the stork not considered a kosher bird if it acts in such a praiseworthy manner? If it's one of those birds that really shares its food with its friends, then as, according to the Rambam, a great Jewish philosopher who wrote that birds which the Torah lists as non-kosher are listed because they display acts of cruelty. And there are other rabbis also who suggest this idea behind the Torah's prohibition of eating certain animals, that we're supposed to be prevented from adopting or internalizing their cruel tendencies. Then why is the stork, which literally draws its name from the kindness it does with its friends, why is it not considered kosher? That shouldn't be anything harmful to internalize an animal, a bird that behaves that kind of way. And my teacher, Rabbi Schachter, suggested the following answer. He says that any living thing which expresses kindness, im chaverta, which means only with its friends, is unfit for Jewish consumption. Elul is ish l'reyu matanot l'evyonim. It's one person for his friend gifts to the poor. Our obligation extends to everyone. We can't just have our friends over. I always say this about Shabbat. When you're inviting people to your table on Shabbat, it's of course fun to have your buddies over. But that's not what hachnasat orchim. That's not what extending hospitality to guests is. That's really for people who don't have a meal, perhaps are new in the neighborhood, they don't have a lot of friends, maybe they're a beginner to Judaism, they don't normally have meals, or somebody literally does not have the wherewithal, the money, to afford a proper Shabbat meal. And this is something we should be thinking about during the whole year, but certainly now as we're leading up to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, what are we doing to help other people that are less fortunate, that are a little more down and out? There's an old adage I mentioned in the chapter, that charity begins at home. And of course, that's a Jewish concept also. Aniyei Ircha Kodem, the Gemara says, that the poor of your own city come first. But charity starts in the home, but it doesn't end in the home. And we have to think about the chasidah, the stork, which takes care of her friends in her sort of inner orbit, but falls short of showing generosity to those outside of her circle. And that is not the model. Certainly not now as we're getting ready for Rosh Hashanah next week. We have to think about who are we helping first within our own family, next maybe our cousins, and then next in our, you know, in the community. But there are people outside the community, and that's why I always like to, by the way, I want to mention also my son, Ezra, did a little research for this and quoted a very interesting Yerushalmi, which is the Jerusalem Talmud in Ketubot that says that just like we have to be careful about the honor of a widow, we should also be careful about the honor of a divorcee. A woman who is the epitome of a woman who might be outside of your social circle. And we have to think about the people in our circles that are being a little excluded or not being included enough because maybe they're going through a difficult situation in life. So I just wanted to throw that in. That's very, very important. Not only to, first of all, to start doing chesed with the people in our inner circle, just like the chassidah, the stork does, but not limited to that. And I put at the end of the chapter a couple of suggestions about, A, this is a good time to give tzedakah, donating money to those in need. There are many excellent organizations that collect for the Jewish poor, both here in the United States and in Israel. Of course, that includes institutions like MJE or your local synagogue or other places that really need the support, particularly at this time. We could really use the help. And I thank all the sponsors for the 40-day challenge and continue to invite more. Also, I love Masbia, which is a soup kitchen in Brooklyn where you can go and prepare meals for the poor. When my kids were little, I used to go with them to peel potatoes, chop onions. You could also serve food as well. So you get your hands in it a little, which is kind of nice. And then there's the mitzvah Bikur Cholim. You know, this got shut down during COVID, but there's an opportunity to visit the sick. You can go to Mount Sinai Hospital. You can go to other hospitals locally, wherever you happen to live, where you're listening to this, and visit the elderly or the sick. Our neighborhoods are abound with nursing homes and hospitals filled with countless people who are alone and are in need of greater human contact. Pick one of these things. It could be someone in your inner circle. It could be someone who you don't know. But let's all go into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur this year with the zechut, with the merit of giving tzedakah, of charity, of doing some chesed, and ish l'reo matanot lev yonim. As we continue on this challenge, moving up and moving into Shabbos and next week, please God, Rosh Hashanah, let's have the great zechut, the great merit of both chesed and tzedakah, kindness and charity.